I want to ask you if you think that what we do here really matters. Why do you come to church? Why do you read the Bible? Why do you listen to Christian songs? Why do you follow, or at least try to follow, the principles that are laid out in the Bible? Why do you worship God? Perhaps you do all these things because you feel that your parents would be disappointed if you didn't. Maybe you do them because you get some sort of social interaction or some sort of emotional fulfillment by doing some of those things. Maybe you do it because this is a place, or those are things that, and places where you meet your friends. And while those things are not necessarily bad, I don't think that those are the reasons, the main reasons, why you should be a follower of Christ. And I think that the reason you should do it, and I hope that the answer is, that you do all these things because you believe Christianity is true. If something's not true, it's not worth following it. If I became convinced that Christianity was a lie, a false thing, I would immediately stop following it. There's no reason to do it if it's not true. If you don't believe this, or if you're not sure this is how things are, I'd like you to know that there are good reasons to believe in the truth of the Christian faith. And you know, our generation is experiencing maybe some of the most formidable challenges to the faith of all time, maybe from all history. Today, Christianity is ridiculed as being outdated, irrational, narrow-minded. It is asserted that to believe the claims of the Bible is to take a blind leap of faith, to believe something that you really know is not true. And we see this kind of attitude everywhere. You see it in the media. You see it on news shows. You see it on talk shows. You hear and you read it on blogs. You see it on science programs and shows. You also find it in the social media. Everywhere, wherever you turn, Christianity is treated this way. But you don't just see it in the media, but you know, there are college professors who have made it their life mission to destroy the faith of the students they teach. There's also a very strong anti-bias Christian in the Western society, in the Western world in general. The question is, why do people have this kind of attitude toward Christianity? And while there could be a number of answers, I believe that one important answer is because of the worldview that they have adopted, the worldview they have. Everybody has a worldview, whether they think about it or not, whether they realize it or not. And in case you're not familiar with this term, I'd like to touch briefly on what a worldview is. A worldview, as you can see up there, is a set of propositions, beliefs, and assumptions that people use when relating to and interpreting the world around them. It's basically the way you look at the world around you. It's the way you make it, it determines the way you make your decisions. What you believe about this world and about everything around you determines how you behave. There is a number of different worldviews out there. And our primary concern right now is the Christian worldview. But when necessary and when needed, we'll talk about other worldviews as well. To have a Christian worldview, said something, means to see the world through the eyes of God. So that's what I'd like to talk about. I'd like us to start on a journey today. I'd like us to begin to see that the Christian faith is not blind faith, but there are good reasons to be a follower of Christ. In 1 Peter 1:15, the Apostle Peter says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." This is a call that's addressed to all Christians. So let's look a little bit at the Christian worldview. A few things that can be said about the Christian way of seeing things and the Christian way of looking at the world. Number one, the Christian worldview is objectively true. And this is because the claims of Christianity actually correspond to truth. You know that actually there is such a thing as objective truth. Some people today will say there is no such thing as truth or objective truth. It can be shown that that's a faulty way of looking at things. But beyond that, the Christian worldview and Christianity is rationally compelling. We have good rational reasons to believe that, for example, God exists, that the man Jesus of Nazareth rose from the dead, that the Bible is the word of God to us, and that God is a good God in spite of all the evil and suffering that we see all around us. But more than that, it's not just that Christianity is objectively true and it's rationally compelling, but beyond that, it is subjectively or existentially appealing. Christianity and the Christian worldview actually gives meaning to life. And the promises that it has includes the promise of immortality. And you know, if you think about it, without God and immortality, life is meaningless. It doesn't matter how great somebody is. It doesn't matter what accomplishments they have. If it all ends in death, then it doesn't really matter. In the final analysis, it's all for nothing. It's all meaningless. But the Christian worldview insists that eternal life with God is available, and that gives meaning to life. But first, and we'll do this in the future, but first, before we can start this journey, you must know what you believe. If you're going to give a reason for the hope that you have, you must know what you believe. This means that you should have some idea about the central truth claims of the Christian faith and the Christian worldview. You should be familiar with the essential doctrines of the faith. You don't have to get a degree from a college or from a Bible seminary. You don't have to be a theologian to do this. All you have to do is simply spend some time studying those things and memorizing, committing some things to memory. I want to tell you that the essential doctrines of the Christian faith can be broadly divided in three main categories. And those are the following: creation, fall, and redemption. See, the first category, it's a group of doctrines that can tell us and tells us about the creation of the world. And this tells us about the origin of the universe. The Christian worldview asserts that there is one true God who spoke and brought the universe into existence. This creation includes people who are created in the image and likeness of God. But another reality is the reality of the fall. The universe as we know it today is in a fallen state. And although God created people free of sin and free of any inclination to sin, the first people chose to disobey God and to believe the lie of Satan. And the consequences were devastating. Death came into the world, and the relationship with God was broken. Sin also brought a lot of pain and suffering in the world, and the results of that are still clearly seen today. A Christian author put it this way: people are now incapable of serving God properly given their own resources, and nothing in this fallen world can redeem them. We are prone to selfishness, obsession, addiction, idolatry, and false religion of all kinds. We worship the creation rather than the Creator. As such, we are under God's righteous condemnation and without hope in ourselves. But thank God there is another side to the story, and that's redemption. God's decision to restore His fallen creatures. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, decided to save us from our desperate condition. The second person of the Trinity took on a human nature. He lived a perfect, sinless life. He died a horrendous death and to atone for our sins. Then He rose from the dead, defeating all the powers of evil, of death, of sin, and Satan. And now let me ask you this, because what I just gave you over the last minute and a half or so are the essential truths of the Christian worldview and of Christian doctrine. Let me ask you, how much do you know about these Bible doctrines? I know you've heard them, perhaps many times, but can you articulate them? If a non-believer were to ask you, what is a Christian or what do Christians believe about God or about the origin of life? Would you be able to give them a clear answer? Would you be able to write at least a paragraph about each one of those doctrines? Would you be able to identify a couple of verses supporting each one of them? If you can do that, then that's great. Perhaps you can expand your knowledge in this area. But if you cannot, I want to tell you, you should probably seek the right resources to learn the essentials, the essential doctrines. If you need help finding these doctrines, or these resources rather, you can talk to somebody on the ministry team of this church or anyone involved in preaching and teaching, and they'll be able to point you in the right direction. As I close, I want to remind you of the three main areas of doctrine: creation, fall, redemption. Think about those things and try to learn something about them. Remember that our faith is not a blind faith, and we will show that. But there are reasons to believe what we believe. The Christian worldview can be shown to be true, and that's exactly what we will seek to do in the future. I hope that until then, you continue to seek God and learn about the things of God and grow in the knowledge of God. Amen.